Hey guys, hope you had an amazing weekend. Welcome to the 5 Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I'll be giving you the news on the top sports stories of the day. So, I was just watching PSG against Toulouse and it's half time right now at the Parc des Princes and I can't believe what I've just seen. Player interviews at half time. First it was Mac Griedel who was called and then Adrien Rabiot. First time I'm seeing this in a competitive football match. So Toulouse took the lead early on, even though PSG were just dominating. But then PSG scored two quick goals to make it 2-1 at halftime. I must say, Toulouse's 18-year-old keeper has done very well though, to keep PSG's expensive attack out at bay. The ATP Cincinnati Finals also begins in 10 minutes, so I can't wait for that one. Which is why the podcast is being recorded a bit earlier today. So let's get into the Premier League action first. Saturday saw a lot of matches. It started off with Swansea against Manchester United, and it was the second game in a row where Manchester United scored 4 goals without reply. United have looked so strong this season under Mourinho, and it's still early days, but I don't think we can look past Manchester United for the title here. And if you look at the stats, Mourinho's second season is always where he wins the title. Moving on to the remaining games, which was 7:30 India time. This one was quite interesting. Southampton 3, West Ham 2. So Southampton took an early lead and then Arnautovic got sent off for West Ham. That looked like no way back for West Ham. Then Southampton went 2-0 up, and surely there was no coming back for West Ham. But then you have Chicharito, who scores all his goals from inside the box, and he got West Ham back on level terms, even though they were down a man. And then, right towards the end, Southampton scored through a Charlie Austin penalty. Quite heartbreaking for West Ham. In the other game, Liverpool beat Crystal Palace 1-0, and the scoreline doesn't tell you the entire story. It was a Liverpool-dominated match from start to finish, bearing one clear-cut chance that Crystal Palace had, and in all honesty, Christian Benteke should have buried that. Moving on, Leicester beat Brighton 2-0. Leicester scored as early as within the first minute, because of a bit of magic by Riyad Mahrez. And who else scored for Leicester? I don't remember who scored for them. So Okazaki got the first one with some great footwork by Mahrez on the right hand side. And the second one was scored by Harry Maguire. That was also from a Riyad Mahrez corner, by the way. This guy has handed in a transfer request, but at the same time, he's still playing for Leicester. And a bit earlier, just a couple of days back in fact, Craig Shakespeare praised his attitude. Not something you see a lot these days. You look at Van Dijk, you look at Coutinho. Top player Mahrez. Burnley lost at home against West Brom, and even West Brom have 6 points as Manchester United. And West Brom haven't conceded either. Bournemouth lost to Watford 2-0. And Bournemouth haven't scored this season as of yet. This one was huge. In the late kickoff, Stoke beat Arsenal 1-0. And it was the new loan signing, Jesse Rodriguez, who scored. Moving on to the Sunday fixtures. It was Huddersfield who took on Newcastle United at home. And Huddersfield didn't let their fans go home disappointed. They came off with a 1-0 victory with a solo goal from Alan Moy. In the late game, Tottenham took on Chelsea at Wembley. And as you know, Tottenham's record at Wembley Even though Chelsea are all over the place, they still managed to win. It was a brace by Marcus Alonso, first a brilliant free kick, and then some not-so-good distribution by Lloris, which was intercepted by Luis, who played it to Pedro, and Pedro gave it to Alonso, and Alonso's left foot did the rest. Tottenham's goal came through an own goal by Michy Batshuayi, who had just come on actually, and scored the own goal. He won't be too disappointed, I'm sure. So tomorrow, we just have the one game between Manchester City and Everton. Moving on to cricket, it was the first of 5 ODIs between India and Sri Lanka today, and it was yet another one-sided match. It was so one-sided that I didn't even feel like watching the game, in all honesty. Sri Lanka started off well, actually, though. They were about 120 for 1, but ended up becoming 216 all out. Huge collapse. Oh, sorry, they were actually 139 for 1 at one stage, before becoming all out for 216. So, of course, the openers did well. Dikwela scored 64. Gunathilika scored 35, Kusal Mendes 36, even Angelo Matthews got 36 at number 5. But aside from that, you wouldn't want to look at the Lankan scorecard. It was an easy chase for India, who won with 21 overs to spare. Rohit Sharma got out early, in a quite bizarre fashion actually. He was trying to take a single, but his bat got stuck up on the ground, and his leg was in the air, so he had to go. Shikhar Dhawan and Kohli took it from there, and they both remained not out on 132 of 90 and 82 of 70 respectively. Of course, in the other match, which concluded yesterday, England against West Indies, England won comfortably, and yesterday, 19 West Indies wickets fell. Can you believe it? This is why it is so important to have 2 divisions in cricket now. Like, you see India beating Sri Lanka today so convincingly, then England winning a fiery test match in 3 days, you definitely need to have 2 divisions. Are you listening, ICC? Cricket's going to become very boring otherwise. That's all that's there for today. Thanks for tuning in and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.